Mary, thank you for that incredible introduction. Always great to see you, and you know, certainly I know this you know these are your last months on the Board of Supervisors, so certainly appreciate your service to this county, and you will be sorely missed. But I know you're not going to go very far, so we look forward to your continued service. And I really want to thank everybody who made the time to be here. You know, and selfishly, I always, you know, since I became Speaker, I always invite people to come to our district to see. You know, the beauty of what is the Central Coast, but also to experience the historic and worsening traffic congestion that we all have to deal with. And so hopefully that's next on the list of the priorities that we can tackle. But look, you know, as was mentioned, we were here in San Jose with our District Attorney Rosen and with so many of the stakeholders that are standing behind me on Friday with the governor, where he signed a historic package of bills. But we thought it was important to do this press conference here locally, because so often when we pick up our phones to read the news or for watching the nightly news, we often read about how our government, the things that we don't do right, at the federal level, state level, local level, how much more we have to do. And so this is an incredible example that we wanted to share. Of the work that we've been doing that's going to make a positive change in our communities. But also, having traveled this state up and down, hundreds and thousands of miles on the road, by plane, with our team, I know that what Californians care about in any area is accountability. They want more accountability. And accountability matters. And so for me, my commitment as Speaker, the commitment of my colleagues that are standing behind me, from Don Addis, who's my partner here in Monterey County, as she represents the coastal part of Monterey County, Rick Zabur from LA, Juan Alanis, Republican from the Central Valley. Accountability is going to be front and center in all of our work moving forward. It must be. And that's why we're here this morning, is to talk about, as has been mentioned, these 10 powerful new laws. And now these are laws that will hold criminal gangs accountable, and will stop the organized retail theft that's all too common, unfortunately, in California. And getting these bills across the finish line, it was not easy. It was hard, hard work, as was mentioned. It took bipartisanship and collaboration. It took listening to Californians and building their good ideas into laws. And so this is an example where the people spoke. The people spoke in all corners, in all parts of California, and we delivered. And let's be honest, we are all fed up with smash and grabs, as was highlighted by Mr. Rosen. We're done and frustrated with products being locked up. And today, law-abiding citizens, not criminals, make the rules. That's what real leadership is. It's not opportunistic, it doesn't trade on fear, and it doesn't take us backward to the failed policies of the past. You know, real leadership is fact-based, it's collaborative, and it delivers results. This was one of my top priorities when I became Speaker a little over a year ago. It's why, as has been mentioned, why I formed the Assembly Committee on Retail Theft. You know, assembly members, both Democrats and Republicans here today, Donna Addis, Juan Alanis, so many others that could not be here because we have to race to Sacramento here momentarily to do work. But they jumped right into this important work. And I am so appreciative of them, and particularly the commitment of our chair of that committee, Rick Chavez-Zipper. And so thank you, Rick, for your incredible efforts to get these laws on the books. As you know, and as I mentioned, it was not easy, but we got there. You were steadfast and focused on the end result, and that's what mattered, on bringing about comprehensive and balanced solutions, and you are absolutely the key reason why this was successful. And it's their work, you know, the work of my colleagues, and the collective work that we did that would not have come together without them, but also, more importantly, the engagement of our community advocates. The people standing behind me, law enforcement, local leaders, grocers, retailers, and workers. This was a collaborative effort. They all helped shape these laws, and I thank them for their time, their collaboration, and their expertise, Rachel. And these powerful new laws, they give the leaders standing behind me the tools that they need to clean up our streets and to keep stores safe from theft. They create new and serious consequences for people who steal or shoplift repeatedly. And they address other serious crimes, as was highlighted by Mr. Rosen, that include car break-ins and cargo theft. And unfortunately, we know that some people steal because they are food insecure, they're in dire poverty, or have behavioral health issues. These new laws account for all of that, all of it. They keep diversion programs front and center in sentencing, and they require courts to consider alternative rehabilitation. That's good news, because we have to get this right, because California will not go backward on important criminal justice reforms. We have to be deliberate, we have to be smart about the consequences of bad policy. And that's why we invested so much time and energy to get this right. Because again, we cannot go back on our commitment, especially to our communities of color. But we will always, always have the back of law-abiding Californians, always, who work hard and who do the right thing. And so I want to thank Sheriff Nieto and our other law enforcement officers who are here this morning for their hard work to keep our community safe. I want to thank Mike for being here this morning. Where's Mike? Mike, thank you, Mike, for being here. I want to thank Ron Fong and Rachel Michelin for their advocacy here today, but for their collaborative work all year long and the ongoing collaboration and work that that we know that will ensure that we continue. And I want to thank all the community leaders for who are here with us this morning, here from our region, from my home, who make the Central Coast what it is. When I look out in the crowd, I look at Mayor Craig, longtime supervisor, and Mayor Potter, another retiring supervisor, Bruce McPherson, who is a longtime public servant to this region, and so many of you who make this a very special place. Chris Lopez, the County Board of Supervisors, Judge Phillips, I could stay here all day. what's different about the Central Coast is when we see issues and problems, we all come together. And that's how we move our community forward. This has always been a very special place, but certainly appreciate everyone's dedication, their partnership to ensure that we deliver results for our community. Yes, we're here to talk about public safety, but moving forward, we know that this is a state that needs stronger leadership. We know that this is a state with many problems. The greatest state in the country, as I like to say, but as we know, a state that does confront some serious challenges, but requires steady, serious leadership to get through them. And so with that, our work is not done. We will ensure that we continue next year and beyond. And I appreciate every single one of you for moving forward with me together. And can't thank you enough for being here this morning. Thank you so much.